Me and the virgins on the come up by the way that it's looking, bitch. I've been getting money, you ain't been doing shit. It's kind of funny, I'm a virgin, but your girl wanting this.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen!
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 Turn it up!
Okay.
Hey, it's Iggy Azalea.
I'm Tolo.
Where's Khalifa, man?
Nicki Minaj.
Trey Strandarulo.
Cool.
Let's go.
You're listening to Video Virgins. And find us on all streaming platforms. No, that stinks.
But like, really? Okay.
But the way you're sitting stinks as well.
Fuck you. That's fucking rude, bitch.
I didn't even take a snapper of that pretty pink bottle.
It smells like latex. Plastic stinks.
Jerry said it smelled like Sprite, and I was like, you're funny.
Okay, pour your shot. Hello, and welcome to Video Virgins here, the podcast where we bring bullying back. We watch music videos, react to them, decide whether or not we're going to stream them or not. You're just here for our reactions of these music videos. My name is John. You can follow me at John Before Dom, Dawn on
Dom,
Instagram.
John Before Dom?
That's what he said. He said it on purpose.
John Before Dawn on Instagram. You can follow the podcast as a whole at Video Virgins Pod.
You can follow me, the one, the only, Joe is the Realist, on all social media platties at what? Joe is the Realist.
On all social media platypuses.
Platypussies.
Platypussies. And you can find me, LavQuinn.com, at LavQuinn.com. Also, the rest of the virgins, all the virgins, LavQuinn.com/Video Virgins.
Where we stand 10... Tawanas down.
We stand 10 Tawanas down.
I love standing 10 Tawanas down.
It's the only way to. That's the only way to stand. And this one's pretty because it's pretty in the. It's pink in the glass too.
It is. I didn't know it was tinted, but I'm scared.
Sure.
So if you're new to the podcast, hi, hello. If you're
she's rough.
Fuck yeah, she is.
I knew it. I knew it was gonna.
Why the fuck would you let us walk out with that?
That is worse than the whole set.
So rude.
You guys, would you stream any of the videos that we chose to witness last week? If you remember any of those videos, we watched
Let's hear it.
What's her name? She's that white rapper that said the N-word. V Nasty.
I do not remember her at all.
Justin, I called her Vagina Nasty.
We watched Justin Bieber. We watched.
Justin Bieber's 30 now.
So?
We watched.
I guess you can see it in his skin.
Yeah. It's a milestone for them.
Yeah.
We had some little bonus episodes. Where we watched some Disney flashbacks, Vanessa Hudgens, Sharpay, any of those videos you guys are going to be streaming?
No.
Probably Crazier, and I hate that you always do that to me.
You always end up liking what a about Taylor Swift
I'm
video.
The Broken Prometheus.
We didn't watch that.
I was going to say, we didn't watch that.
I know, but what about her? What's she up to?
Has nothing to do with.
I just thought about her for some reason. I hope she's.
That's fair.
Good.
She's a Disney bitch. Which one?
A Desi?
No, cause one of them dated Rob Kardashian for a bit.
That's yeah. Adrian.
Yeah, and then another one played Lil Kim in the Biggie biopic.
Who?
The other one.
Naturi Naughton, and
Not the Broken Promises girl.
Yeah, what did she do? Because
she was in the House Bunny.
Up in that video.
Yeah,
she was in the House Bunny.
She was in the House Bunny. You're missing out.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, because it's really it's iconic.
Anna Faris is. She's one of them white girls. I can get behind her.
She's a cool white girl. Ew, I can smell that tequila. That is nasty.
Cap her. Are we taking another one? That was gross. Are we taking another one?
Not at the moment.
You can't even force her clothes?
No, that bitch is tight.
So that's going to take us to our next segment here. Do you remember? Where we take a trip down nostalgia lane from yesterday, from 2 years ago, from 10 years ago, sometime in the past, if we remember anything, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I remember a lot of shit. I got a fucking mind of steel.
A steel trap.
And I still can't remember my fucking biology test answer, but that's fine. I got mine for something else.
Do you guys have a do you remember for anything? I don't.
What's sizzling?
Is that me chewing this high chew?
Do you guys have a do you remember for this week? Because I don't. But I can think of something off the top of my head if you guys don't have one.
Off the top of your head?
Yeah.
Off the top of the dome.
Hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I bring up the same thing every time.
Me too.
Like, do we bring up moon boots? Remember moon boots? I was too big for moon boots.
We bring up sock and boppers. Right? We've said them.
Maybe. I don't remember ever owning moon boots or sock and boppers.
You had to have a cousin that you want to beat the fuck down with sock and boppers.
Do you remember those sock and boppers? More fun than a pillow fight.
Because you get to fucking swing. Yeah.
Because you got to swing. It wasn't even hands. You got to go end points. We had to go clobbering.
And you know the Theos used to fill them up halfway, so they're still kind of flat.
So they still had the fists.
Yeah.
You got to go goblin mode.
Yeah.
They deflated them, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Cheat.
Yeah. They did. So you can clock a bitch. I remember those.
That's fucking... No. Other than... all that's coming to mind right now for me, for Do You Remember, is... clear multicolored plastic like in the 90s and early 2000s. Remember?
Oh, like with the backing?
Yeah, like how you could see through it a little. Some of them were a little transparent and some of them were super transparent.
Yeah, like at the back of the TVs and you got to see like the clear, like,
kind
of,
but I'm and I'm thinking of like a purple N64 controller.
Like, oh, an, yeah, okay.
Like a,
with the colorful buttons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the plastic itself was
see-through. They don't make them like that no more.
They don't do shit like that.
That was that prison aesthetic.
That was really fucking cool.
That was for the bitches who
are on death row. That Y2K aesthetic.
Yeah,
they still do that for they do that for prisons still today.
They do.
But that used to be the S.
God, who do we have to hit up in prison to get us one of those clear backings?
You can go to a yard sale in the hood and find you one of those TVs.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I know you can.
We're going to have to do that. Beppies do yard sale hunt for clear backing.
Beppies find a prison TV reclaim Y2K aesthetic.
I have a do you remember. Do you remember when we chose Paul Wall as the white boy of the month? That one episode.
Did I agree to that? Probably. I don't really... I see. I can't bring myself...
We said he was a silver fox.
I didn't say
no,
that.
No, you now said...
Don't everybody put, yeah, said he, yeah,
don't put we on it.
No, he did. He
regardless,
put we on it.
Lav, I wanted that's to ridiculous. Show you this signed Paul Wall CD that came.
He doesn't look like that anymore.
Let me see. Not anymore.
The audacity to sign something that you don't look
damn,
like anymore.
He, yeah, he's real spreading.
That's rude.
That's man spreading.
He is. He's presenting himself.
What do you think the air smells like?
Good.
Sit down air.
That smells like Ozempic air around him. Like old food, sitted. Just in his innards.
I think it smells good.
That's because you have real funny and interesting takes.
Yeah, why would you sign a really picture like this? Knowing you don't look like that no more. You know he was reminiscing. He wants this body back, but he can't have it because it was sold to the devil.
And now he can never be slightly thick like that ever again.
He was
very slightly. He was. He wasn't as scary.
It was a
healthy
weight.
Yeah, but he's scary looking now.
Yeah. with his nasty grills that smell like fucking moss. And
that man is scared. He's gonna go. And he's probably horny.
Send him my way. He can go right here where we're gonna put Tiger Lily.
Tiger Silly.
Right over there.
Tiger
right
Silly.
Tiger Silly.
You want to fuck Paul Wall so bad. Paul Wall. And also, comments tag Paul Wall.
You wanted to unbox this on the pod, was that correct?
Because yeah, you did.
Said Kylie doesn't play with brats.
She played with American Girl
I
dolls.
I said, you know Kylie never played with a single brat. She played with American Girl dolls.
You know what she used to play with? Bricks.
Real ones, huh?
Yeah.
The real wooden ones that are soft. You can't cut yourself.
No, I'm talking about like cocaine splinters. Bricks.
No, she didn't. She wished. She wished.
She wished?
I could see her playing with those real nice white child blocks that you won't get splinters off of. But those are the only ones.
She's playing with her daddy's lingerie.
Yeah, exactly.
Her mommy, her middy, okay. Her baddies.
We're opening this up right here, live on the pod.
Okay,
do it. Are we?
Yeah, because that's what you wanted. Which Kylie did we get? Oh.
Is it supposed to be a Kylie?
It's Kylie.
She's given birth. Is she allowed to still be doing this?
And it also came with a lip phone.
That's cute, but she can't put her name to that.
Yeah.
Because they, no. That is a culture she didn't belong to.
Is she allowed?
Is she allowed to do this?
Bitch, is that allowed? Oh my god.
That's cute. That's going to go right here.
That's disrespectful to me. And...
the lip phone? You don't even hang up the lip phone?
We're just gonna pop her there.
Down?
Right there. Boom.
On her back?
Perfect. Perfect. That's where Chris has her.
On her back?
Ever Chris? Since she was a teenager.
Yeah.
Her mother? Oh, yes. Chris her mother? Jenner. Yes.
You thought what? Chris, Bruce Jenner's son? Oh, I mean, Caitlyn Jenner?
Do we know who you meant?
Are we
gonna do another one?
We're gonna do another shot.
Okay.
But before we do another shot, we gotta take a quick ad break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Funny.
And we are back. Ready to take our shot before we jump into our next segment here?
I guess so.
Let's do it.
Damn, y'all saw me chugging that liter.
Damn, bitch. Yeah, you did.
This video is sponsored by 7 Select.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so when I go to 7-Eleven, I'm not going to buy a Life Water, a fucking Glacier brand. I don't even know what they have anymore. Yeah, that's not even a brand anymore.
What's the other one called? Fiji.
Okay, if I've got a few extra dollars, I'll splurge on a Fiji. Nothing goes down smooth like a Fiji.
I've never had a Fudgy.
Bitch.
Yeah?
You're in for something nice. Anyway, 7-Eleven has their cheese crunch fieries. Fiery cheese crunches. And I've been wanting to try these bitches, but every time I go into 7-Eleven, I just get a bag of hot Cheetos. Nuts. So now we gotta see what these bitches are like. We're gonna take the shot first.
I wanna smell.
It smells like Walmart hot Cheetos.
Damn, those bitches look like they have a lot of dust on them, though. More than the hot Cheetos nowadays.
Oh, yeah, give them a smell.
Yeah, they smell like hot Cheetos.
You wanna fuck it?
No, it's not Paul Wall.
You like the way they're sitting?
Oh, yes. Like this. I put my shirt back
in my ass out.
Okay, let's take our shot. Yeah, and then you guys are going to try
our 7 Selects.
Your 7 Selects.
Y'all, I'm scared for this, for real.
Okay, try those 7 Selects before we jump into our next topic.
Maybe because it's warm?
But that fucking made my body do the death rattle.
Yeah.
The death wobble.
That's going to take us to our next segment here. TikTok or Be For Real, where we watch some of today's TikToks and reels from Instagram and react to them.
I don't hate those.
Yeah, but they're like, they feel stale.
Yeah, I get that. They do feel a little stale. But I don't hate those. Those are
alrighty.
Not bad.
So I have this one right here. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Where did you get what you're wearing today? I'm just curious.
I got this from the Salvation, actually. Yeah.
$20?
How much was this? I don't think it was even $20. I think it was like 10, something like that. I was surprised no one picked it up, but not a lot of people go there for fashion. Like, most of the people go there because they're actually like broke as shit.
Where did you get what you're wearing today? I'm just curious.
That's Kali Kuti.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's funny that I can never recognize the bitch. Number one. Number two, everybody who's ever been a fucking thrifter, a fucking Segunda goer, knows that those prices have been fucking raised ridiculous. Yeah. That was not no $10. No.
Do you hear it? Look it. Because they're broke as shit.
She's a lie. Because it used to be like that. But all these white people started being like, oh my god, I can go there and try to build. No, you can't. You can't. And no, they raised those prices ridiculous. So maybe she wasn't trying to be disrespectful. And that second time, I could see her just talking, being a dumb bitch. Like, not being very well spoken.
What do you think about that?
I feel like at the time it was okay. Because, right, that probably was $10 at the time, but now that would be like $40-something.
What was the time for that? When was that?
That's like 2013, 2014. Yeah,
2 years ago.
No, that's still when they were fucking raising prices at the Segunda and shit.
I hate that they do that. Mm-hmm. So nasty.
It's
and
been happening.
And that's why
you
gotta come to
it's been happening.
Yevon from Evan's Yard Sales.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll give you the
them deep discounts. Mm-hmm.
Here's this one. Says, I don't like your attitude.
Copied and paste.
That's an edited photo.
It's not, baby.
Yeah, that's not real. That's fucked up. Why would she post that?
Because she wants. What a lie.
That fucking sucks. That she, yeah.
That poor baby.
She had to grow up knowing her mom was just posting her in her most intimate moments.
Her most deep down sought out regret.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fuck that. What is this one?
It says, POV. You were just trying to film a get ready with me. Then Jesus' presence fills the room. Baby, that's called depression. What presents? Like a gift?
How old is that bitch?
That's
looks like a child.
That's depression.
They're depressed because they have to put on a full face of fucking makeup as a baby. What the fuck? So much shit going wrong in that child's life. Mm-mm. Capitalism does white children bad, brown children black children.
Nobody benefits.
No one thrives under capitalism.
She's like, what's happening to me? Yeah, bitch, you gotta put that foundation.
Yeah.
You know what's wrong?
That
your mom didn't
up.
Give you good eyebrows.
Yeah, not only that, but you know she fucked around, put something in her eyes she shouldn't have because she's a fucking baby and she's a fucking no. TikTok doesn't teach you like it's supposed to. They only show you how to do it, not what's good for your skin. God damn it. That baby needs parents.
Look at this one.
Somebody said that's the BBs in 2 years.
No.
No, they didn't. They didn't say that.
I don't know what they did. Those are brujas, huh?
Maybe they just feel good.
I don't know. Feel good about what?
Like, maybe they'd been feeling bad. Like,
Charlie, in the chocolate factory, you know, his grandparents are all bedbound. What if they were bedbound and they just felt good one day?
And they got up?
They look like they might have been bedbound.
They look like they needed a pure wind?
Yeah. They needed a cleansing of the spirit.
Look at him. Look at... Are they sisters or are they...
That's how white people move their feet in the bar.
Oh my god, look at their feet.
That's what white people be doing in the bar.
Here's this one. It says, we're all going to hell for this. I hate that their parents subdued them to that. It's okay to say no to them. You don't have to do everything. That's okay.
That's what white kids are known for not doing what their parents tell them. That's literally what they're known for.
She could. Do you think she can make a mean casserole?
She did this because against her parents' wishes.
Yeah? Do you think
they didn't want her to do this?
She could make a casserole. She could go knit a bear. Think she's good at those too?
Nah.
No?
No, but she could be out playing in a sandbox somewhere. She doesn't have to be doing this.
She don't. Look at that gown. They spent more money on that gown than they did.
She's still not done, bitch. Like,
they're cheering for that? No.
The camera.
Dude, it was a little drone.
Yeah.
No.
That was scary.
Yeah, that hurts my tummy. And I think I have one more.
That was child abuse, I think.
I have one more. Here we go.
Child I think.
Abuse. Did you guys? It says, I may not be the richest. I may not be the smartest. But at least I didn't let a man get me pregnant before he married me.
I wonder who she's posting that to.
But, like, I see why.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's gonna wanna...
She's upset at someone.
You know who that looks like?
Who?
I'm gonna say it.
Ale. Did you guys see that,
damn.
That fake Willy Wonka, like, thing? That was going around.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
The Glasgow experience, yeah.
Did you see that bartender bitch? That was like the one like this in the back.
Yeah.
She got paid $500 for 2 days. I would have did it too.
But did you see like they had to go through like the house and like there's this scary person that
with the mirror
out.
Mask?
Look, I saw the edit. Like, what was the edit?
This is the unknown. Sitting, handing out three jelly beans max and whatnot.
This is the unknown.
Yeah, the unknown.
That's not a real thing, bitch.
After you just talked about Willy Wonka's Charlie's grandpa bedbound. Mm-hmm.
Right here, look it.
Oh my god.
What is that? They're just trying to get their bag.
Really?
It's the unknown.
But where was that in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie?
I don't know. It wasn't.
I'm thinking it's like in that initial part where the doors are getting smaller and shit. That's the only thing I could think of with their background with those black and white stripes.
I have no idea.
It might be in the book.
By Ronald Dahl?
I don't think so, because my wheelchair-bound third-grade teacher read us that, and I don't recall anything like that.
She was chaired up?
They, because they went by MX.
You know, she was on the more butch side, but she was Miss.
They went Mix.
I called her Miss all the time.
And she was accepted.
Mm-hmm.
She took it.
She knew.
She knew what was going
she
on.
She knew.
She knew what was going on.
She was cool as fuck. One of my favorite teachers ever.
Yeah?
She fucking had... She was an equestrian, and a horse fucked her up. Paralyzed her from the waist down.
Is that the brand of the wheelchair?
That would be dope as fuck if that were the case. if there was a wheelchair brand named Equestrian. Because that means a person who rides horses.
Oh, so she rode?
Mm-hmm. And a horse, like, fucked her up good. Mm-mm. Paralyzed her.
Poor girl.
Do you have a favorite teacher?
But she was down as fuck. Yes. I loved her.
Her name was Miss May.
Miss May.
I didn't know we were saying names. Her name was Miss Heartless.
That was her name, for Heartless. Real.
But like,
you're lying.
H-A-R-T.
Miss Heartless? Wow. Mm-hmm.
But it was down as fuck.
Imagine, that so imagine cool. That's a Nicki bar. I love a girl named Miss Heartless.
That bitch Ruthless, call her Miss Heartless.
She was lying.
No.
That's not her name.
No, I swear it is. That's her name.
Miss May, who did you like?
My teacher?
Mr. Dean.
Who's Mr. Dean?
Because he's serving sausage.
No, I liked Miss Box, Miss Minor, Miss Garcia.
Miss Box? Why? Because she got that good?
Box?
Honestly, she probably does.
What?
Have that good box.
You think?
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Why? Oh, yeah.
I know. Why? Oh, yeah.
Was like, you could see it through the dress, like, just, like, clamping?
No, because she was
could see her throbbing cute. Through her dress.
She was attractive.
I want to see Miss Box.
Me too.
Is she white?
Yeah.
I'd also like to see Miss Box.
Miss Bia? You know, apparently. Miss Bippy
Box. Miss Little Bicky Becky Box.
Apparently, she still talks about me to this day. Not to brag.
That's interesting that she doesn't bring up the VVs. Oh, yeah.
Who said that?
She still works at the school.
Who goes there?
My cousin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot. But,
so what does this
Jill
say?
Need a receipt.
Scared and horny. Call her Sigourney.
Yes.
Okay, that takes us to our next segment.
Here. She's scared and horny, call her Sigourney.
Because that's kind of a bar.
That is a whole bar.
So our next segment.
And we put our trademark on that.
Yeah.
If anybody steals that from hearing this, we're suing you. And I call that right now, bitch.
We do not authorize AI crawlers on any of the videos or pages.
And you know who's going to steal it? It's either going to be Sexy Red, Kanye West, or J-Lo.
Why is that?
I'm calling it right now.
Why is that playlist called Love and why is it private?
Because it was... Because
that's where you flick the bean, bitch. That's the one you need. It's good
that's
smell.
That's where Jennifer flicks Jaws bean. Or is that J...
That's LL. LL. Mm. Okay, so our next segment here is They Did Not Just Say That, where we look at some of today's, the past's lyrics, the present's lyrics, obviously. Some out-of-pocket lyrics.
It's not enough. I should have gotten the bigger one.
So save her. Save the rest for a minute.
So, the first lyric here.
I need it now.
Okay. The first lyric here is pussy real fat. It probably got a double chin.
That's fucking cute.
Say it again.
Pussy real fat. It probably got a double chin.
I've never heard that bar in my life, but I love it.
Who wrote that? Who do you think wrote that?
That was none the other Meg the Trainer.
What, really?
Meg Trainor
would never.
Meg the Trainor probably has. You know, she got that fat pussy.
What?
She got that thick, slimy cat. She got that cat in the hat.
She got that stray cat.
Stray cat?
Mm-hmm. Anyways, that was Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. See, she's lucky I like that line, because I never would have heard it on my own. Never, ever.
Okay, next lyric here. Before I let a hoe try me, I'd rather eat some jail food.
That didn't even rhyme.
I don't know, but I agree with it.
Before I let a bitch try me, I'd rather eat jail food?
Yeah, because you're not trying to eat jail food.
That was Young Miami.
Who do you think it was?
I don't... One of them lesbian rappers?
Which one? There's...
I don't know.
A plethora.
I know. Now there is...
Lil' Kim?
Lil' Kim. W-L-W. Let me write it down. Lil' Kim equals Dub.
Question mark.
I don't know who that is.
That was Glorilla.
I like her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What song does she sing?
I don't know, bitch. Spotify tells me. I don't know the name of them, but I'll know. I'll hear it and I'll be like, heart. I clicked that plus sign. I clicked the little plus sign in the circle. Add her to the light. Okay. Spotty knows what to do from there. Funny. Then I hear him in the daily mixes from there on out.
Oh my god.
Last lyric here. Bitch so big, look like she in her third trimester.
I feel like I've heard that one before. I feel like
we sing it again.
Bitch so big, look like she in her third trimester.
It's crazy to me because to me that's something Joe is the realest would say.
I would tell a bitch so big.
Like big, how come you're so big looking like you're in your third trimester?
I ghost-ridded for this one. I got my little...
He ghost rode the fucking the bar.
I got
ghost
my little...
Ghost rode the bar.
I got my taper check off of this one.
That's how we got that pink off that taper check. Fuck. Probably. I would not lying, bitch. I'm right here telling 10 Tawanas, bitch.
10 Tawanas? That's funny, bitch. That was motherfucking Carrie Underwood. You know, Carrie Underwood has beef with Taylor Swift.
Does she?
Hardcore.
I can get behind that.
And I can get behind Carrie Underwood.
Me too.
Not me.
Why?
The person who wrote that lyric was Cardi B as well.
What was it again? Oh, trimester.
Bitch so big, look like she's in her third trimester.
Cardi and she said, Joe on this similar energy.
You know what? I'll take it. That's funny. Because she's funny. She's petty.
She is. I will take that too.
She gets a good...
It's not that I don't... It's just that she's weird.
It's just like she should have been a comedian rather than a rapper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's funny if she would have said that... Remember when she said that bitch smells like Turtle Tank?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yes.
Like, she should have been a personality. Jolene, but it's Hallelujah.
Jolene, but it's
Hallelujah. That one had me moved.
Lava.
That one had me feeling a way.
Okay, let's go. We're going to jump into the actual part of the Video Virgins podcast here. But before we do so, we're going to take one more ad break. Maybe another one later on. But we're going to take one right now while Joe Ray checks his bank to see if he actually did get paid for that.
Hold on, bitch.
If he got them.
Because that shit was accepted and processed.
Along with that Sigourney lyric. Okay, and we are back, jumping into the video part of the podcast. This is called BBL. By Stormy Lee. Came out 1 year ago.
Okay.
Let's watch Miss Stormy Lee featuring Shelby K.
Whoa. Oh. Scary. Oh, okay.
It's called Bad Bitch Language.
What the fuck?
If you're looking for that bitch to get mopped.
What's she pulling on? You know someone's pulling on that.
She's pulling on her fucking sausage.
If you're looking for the DNA strand tattoo.
Fuck around with what?
We'll fuck around and give you stitches. Is that an Egyptian tattoo?
That's an evil eye. No, that bitch got a little gut. I'll drink a whole lamb. Come to the... I want to see her come to the north, huh? Mopped.
Everybody's wearing this fucking bodysuit that, like, it either... It just goes up to under your titties and, like, is down.
The fishnet?
Yeah, and I just... It's so weird to
that's
me.
That's so uncomfortable. Look at her.
Yeah.
You know that's... That when she's doing that, it's itching her clit. It's just scratching it just right. That's why she did that.
Depends on how many layers she has on.
Oh, here comes Shelby K.
Who?
Fucking Shelby's always going at it, making me dysmorphic.
What? We've never even seen Shelby.
No, this bitch,
I feel like we have.
We have.
She's fucking familiar.
Yeah.
Don't try to tell me.
No.
Nah, yes, we fucking have.
Look at her with that Raisin Cane dip on her lip. She pulled up, sauced up. Yeah, mama. Look at her.
I don't hate her.
Look at her with the wing sauce on her arms. She's got that wing shop. Why are you mad that we ain't shit? You know that she had to put a big girl in her video.
You know what? Nah, they usually don't. So I'm going to give her a couple points for doing that.
But who's going to mop who? My money's on the big girl.
I was going to say, as dysmorphic as she makes me.
Why did she make you dysmorphic?
Because, bitch, I just grew up in a capitalist society that I can't...
Do you notice how she was wearing that?
For me
she was wearing that... She thought that that was complimentary to her body shape.
Which one? The camo?
The camo.
I was going to say, did you see her in her scrubs top?
What?
Did that not look like a scrubs top to you? A V-neck scrubs top?
Oh, so that shit wasn't Wingstop sauce. It was really seedive.
Dang.
It sounds hateful, so we should assume it to be.
To be what? Seedive? That C. difficile?
Oh, what is that? That sounds bad.
C. diff is bad, bitch. It's like you, so if somebody's antibiotics, and like you don't finish around antibiotics, your body becomes resistant to antibiotics, and it clears, like, or if you take too much antibiotics, it'll clear you out of your gut flora, your good flora. And it was like, you got diarrhea. And the only way to cure that is by via fecal transplant. You know what fecal transplant means?
No, what?
So they'll get, there has to be somebody in your family that's related to you.
Enough.
No, I know. A fecal transplant, get somebody in your family, yeah, that's healthy shit. They'll have the shit in a cup, they'll fucking grab a capsule, scoop the shit, either make you swallow it, the shit pill, or they'll put you under a shove of grass.
I would grab that one.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's more sensitive, sure.
Okay, let's jump into lavender.
I'm not gonna swallow a shit capsule.
Her name is...
That's not gonna be me.
Her name is Lavender.
Lavender?
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand the headspace I'm in. The story I just heard. And the tales I'm processing. I'm thinking about that as I'm listening to this bitch, see? I'm telling you. Signals bouncing everywhere. Everywhere.
So they're trying to.
That was already like four times.
They're trying to tell us something.
I was like,
okay, she looks Asian.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That yeah. She was trying to do her little like Asian Hawaii makeup. Yeah.
Look at, there's some pomegranate.
She's wearing contacts. She's gonna eat that. Of course she would eat it.
Oh, there's three. Oh, look at her toes.
What?
Are they carrots? That pomegranate looks scary.
She's gonna fuck it.
Why does she keep looking?
That's not how you eat that. What the fuck? The debate is vast and wide on how to eat a pomegranate, but that's... Everybody agrees that's not how you do
that's
it.
That's chaotic. That's fucking... That bitch is vapid.
She's... unwell. That's for
that's,
sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, of course you're gonna spit that out, bitch. That's not the part you eat.
She's trying to be... Stephanie Meyer so bad.
Look at her fake ass scarf. She said, look, I'm gonna wear my fucking toilet paper spool. Look at her wasting most
Look at me, my Mima made this. My Mima made my little mini scarf. My Mima scarf. Bitch, that's a Mima barf.
This is my Mima fucking noodle. This is fucking... Oh, I can't. It's weird.
This is my Mima's favorite thong. And she turned it...
What is she doing? Wasting fruit.
Okay, what's the...
This is what white girls do. This is my problem with as an enjoyer of satisfying videos. You have to get over the fact that it's fucking a ton of waste. And I'm having to access those emotions right now. Watching her fucking demolish these perfectly good fruits.
She better have sucked those seeds up off the floor.
You know she didn't.
What does this mean? Does this mean she's on... Like she hates her period? She's menstruating. Is this what I'm... This is what I'm getting from
it. Maybe she hates her mom's period? I don't...
She's mad at her mom for having a period?
Yeah, for and in return having her.
Look at her. See? She's breathing heavy. Yeah, that was a lot of work, bitch.
Oh, she's happy.
That is fucking Rose Madeline.
She looks like this. This whole video was like the end of Napoleon Dynamite. You know what I mean? That vibe, that kind of energy. Yeah.
That just like, it's done.
It's like, and what?
It's over?
Yeah.
I hope she... Imagine if she sat
Except on... that Napoleon Dynamite was great. That was fucking bad.
What would you have done if she sat on the pomegranate?
I probably would have been like, okay, that's some art to it.
And it engulfed? Invaginated?
Wow. And then she wrote like mom or something.
With it?
The juices.
With the itchiness.
With her puss juices. With her puss palm juices.
Yeah. She invaginated?
That word. I don't.
Okay, let's jump into reverse right. Bloom.
Invaginate is a real word. I learned it in bio.
This girl's named Emma something.
This bitch is on the Ouija board, man. Look at laugh. That bitch is doing the Ouija board.
She's on that stuff.
What does it mean to invaginate something?
Engulf.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You're light, loud.
That is fucking strange, bitch. I'm getting... What was that?
Some wind?
You're scared, huh?
Oh, that was fucking people footsteps. I heard a scurrying.
Yeah, but the scurrying ain't gonna do nothing to me. And then I get dragged.
Bitch, you're out here scaring me.
No, we're fine. Nothing against me is gonna prosper, but this bitch. Blink twice. What was that?
Don't, bitch. I didn't say shit. I'm holding the remote.
Watch this video.
We're distracted.
It's called Reverse Bloom.
Reverse Bloom? Like a rosebud? This bitch got rosebudded. No.
See, and this one makes me think of Juno.
Why would you pick this? This is a Steph anthem. Mm. And I'm not about it. This is scary.
Is it? That's weird. This makes me think of Juno.
Can you change it? This is scary. This doesn't fit the vibe after that. This is not sitting right in my tummy.
You want to change it? You're all scared.
Yeah, this is scary. After that light situation, and I heard the scurry.
That wasn't the beginning of the light situation. It had been happening already.
Yeah, but then when you said you heard the scurry, and I saw a bitch walking around with a candle lit.
I guess we had to stop that video because...
because of... moral issues.
Maybe it's Selena Quintanilla trying to tell us that Yolanda Saldivar is.
Maybe. Let's see.
Doing
Let's
see her dirt.
It'll be fine now that I put it down. It was the last time I put the remote down. It wanted to have attitude.
Let's watch Brantley Gilbert Bottoms Up. Came out 10 years ago.
Oh. Hmm. And talking about bottoms 10 years ago?
Apparently.
Is that Taylor Swift?
Why is he wearing a harness?
Yeah.
Like just... a gay harness.
What's she saying? My pussy hurts? Mm-hmm. She said that?
That's what I heard.
Oh, the song. Bottoms up, bottoms up, bottoms up, bottoms up. Yeah.
Looks like he's dipped up.
Do you like Bonnie and Clyde?
Dipped up.
You think they're pretty badass or no?
I don't even really know them. That's like white history, isn't it?
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde. But they're probably some down whites. If they,
yeah.
They're rough, yeah?
Maybe. I don't know them like that, though. You know what I mean?
My stepsister used to say, I'm going to go out like Bonnie and Clyde. That was her saying all the time. I remember that.
That's
shit.
That's fucking interesting. You should have, like, referred to a therapist.
Like, where's my Bonnie? Where's my Clyde?
That's unhealthy. That's fucking scary.
I hate that.
I hate to hear about people suffering mentally like
shoot
this.
Shoot like Bonnie, look like Connie.
Shoot like Clyde, look like Bonnie. That's what they'd say. It's like shooting what?
Shooting blanks?
Shoot like Bonnie, look like Johnny. Ew.
Shoot like Bonnie.
Why does he have brass knuckles on his microphone?
You never know when he's gonna have to fist somebody.
How weird, yeah.
How tight do you think his hole is?
I bet it's tight. Oh.
You think it's tight?
Like he does, but I don't.
Johnny's always giving these whites the benefit of the doubt.
But you know it's not, right? Like, there's no way.
When he sings, it goes like this.
That time 10 years ago?
Yeah.
No.
That time 10 years ago? Oh. Semi.
That time 10 years ago, he was familiar with what it felt like to have his prostate touched.
Yeah, and then now it's prolapse. It's rosebudded. They had to put powdered sugar on it to make him go back in.
Is that
called a powder donut. Look it up.
Don't, bitch, don't.
When it prolapse, they grab powdered sugar and smack it, and it goes back in.
She's writing it down.
Yeah.
Powdered donut. Prolapse.
Yeah. Look at that.
Do not.
Those girls are touching him like, ew. Like, I know you have cum in your ass.
What's wrong with that?
Look at you shaming him for that.
Yeah, a straight man, yeah. That hasn't come to terms with himself. A gay man, no.
Okay.
But a straight man that's like walking around looking, shaking it. Trying to impregnate himself.
You know what? This makes me think of a TikTok I saw of that one bitch that was crying. The wait staff was misgendering her.
Yeah!
And she was saying that. Because I feel like they don't make a real solid attempt to pass. You know what? It's neither here nor there. Anyway.
No, it's factual.
They were.
They don't try to pass.
They're like
trying to, like, they're just coasting by in the class, you know? Like, they're not trying to pass, they're exactly. Not trying to fail.
Yeah.
They're just doing the bare minimum.
Bare is the minimum. Anyway, they were trying to say that Kurt Cobain was trans.
Yeah, that bitch, I hated that he's not, because he wore androgynous clothing.
It's like, sorry, some of us don't, like, exist in the gender binary that you have built up in your head. Literally.
They just try to do that to feed their own delusion.
Oh, look.
That video and this video is the same.
I was going to say, that made you think of that one. Yeah. That made you think of that one transgender.
Don't do the transgenders like that.
No, that's not, that's that transgender. That's these chronically on, and it's bad to be chronically online for any community, but like.
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at ABC.
What is this? Kurt Cobain.
Oh my god! There she go. Okay. Back when they used to say Gaga was a man.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it.
Say it.
Say it and you'll get jumped right here on this podcast.
It looked like she was wearing a pad that wasn't fitting right.
Where?
When she started from the beginning. She had to do her little shift.
Out of all the things you could have fucking said, bitch.
You said it looked like her pad didn't fit in right.
You could have came for that wig.
Yeah, but I know, but I didn't. But I couldn't. Came
for the way her shoulders are molded.
But her pad wasn't fitted right. Is that not a proper coming for?
No, it's not actually.
Why? Because what would you come for? For that mullet?
Well, Lav said her wig right away.
Yeah. Literally, yes. Valid things to come for, but like that, nah. The butterfly, absolutely not.
Butterfly.
You know what's that big ass butterfly?
On her chest. Mm-hmm. You can come for her wig and her pad, just not her butterfly.
No, I said you can't. You can come for her wig, but not for her pad or butterfly.
For what wasn't fitted right?
You said her pad didn't fit it right.
Look at her getting it. She's gagging them. She's gagging them.
She's gagging them.
She's gogging them.
Yeah. You get on her team. I'm gaga them. Yeah, that mushroom cut with that under.
It's too late, bitch. It's too late. You had your criticism. You wasted it.
Did her bad wasn't fit.
Yeah,
right?
That's yeah, listed.
Listed? Okay, what else is going on with this little ensemble?
This was on Dancing with the Stars. I don't remember Dancing with the Stars having musical guests.
Me either. But Gaga's like that.
She had her own.
She probably wanted to be on TV at that specific time to stun on someone she knew would be watching TV at that specific time.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't know they had a fucking Gaga concert at the fucking.
On Dancing with the Stars. The
bus down.
The wig looked good while she was dancing, though. But, like, still, it's a bad wig.
Her bad wasn't fitted right.
Oh, look, here she comes again.
For what?
To gog them, bitch. Let's hear it. What now, bitch?
The wig is sitting right now. Imagine being there.
Damn.
Damn. She was a baby here, huh?
Mm-hmm. She was like 20. 21.
The world wasn't prepared for what she's about to do. And what she was about to do was A Star Is Born. And that's what kicked her career off.
Which is so funny
that
you say that.
Bitch, don't be saying A Star Is Born kicked her career off.
You know, that was, yeah, I know. I did that for the reaction.
You better backtrack.
Bitch, I'm not dumb.
I know, you're all defending yourself.
I am defending myself. That was for the fucking, that was for the little screen grab.
Bitch, that was for the screen grab?
That was for the... Can you hand me one of those?
No.
We're all just engulfed in this.
I am. I'm so just engulfed. Fucking. I'm in there. I'm engogged.
You're gagged a bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm gogged a bit.
You know, I can't say nothing bad about her. You know, I said I didn't come for her outfit, for her hair, but I said her pad didn't fit right.
Like, how dare you? Damn.
Her pad didn't fit it right.
Nah, bitch. You need to walk around with a pad one time.
Do you wear a pad?
Yeah, bitch. Sometimes. It just depends. And clearly Gaga wanted to wear one right then. Nah, I like those. I would get those again. Those fiery cheese crunches.
Cock.
Ooh. So I felt like we wasted 10 minutes on the pod.
Why?
No, we didn't waste it because this is wow. Iconic.
You're all pissed. You want to fight?
But like this slot could have went for somebody who needed a good roast.
We just watched like 3 country videos.
Yeah, this was good. Yeah, but she doesn't belong on this podcast.
That's ridiculous.
She belongs on a good worshiping podcast. The same one.
On a Stancast. Is this not that for several things? Mm-mm. Bitch, we stand liberation on the VVs.
Well, so. I tried to roast and I said pad didn't fit it right.
Again, bitch, you could have come for anything else. You could have went for that wig.
But I didn't want to because it was artistic. So I had to come for something that's...
Something medicinal. or something medical for her medical device.
Okay, let's watch Figo Pantaleano.
What? Say it again.
Figo Pantaleo.
Like Montaleo?
Called Nino. Or Nina.
Nina? Nino?
Whatever this is.
Better than I would have said it for sure. Ooh.
That was... You're horny. You're Sigourney?
I'm not scared.
Nah,
I'm just Sigourney.
Nah, that's in the...
I mean, his pecs are nice, I guess.
That's a brown man.
That's in the hood, for real.
What
maybe.
What
no,
language
not.
Is he?
He's
it has
like
to be
Cuban.
Portuguese. No, it was accent marks.
He said tampoco. He's Cuban.
The accent marks looked Portuguese.
He has some. He has some milkers on him.
He got them.
Oh, he's too fam.
He got
after
them
I saw
mommy
that,
milkers.
I saw that head movement. That's fam.
Yeah, but he got those milkers.
That doesn't matter.
Drew said, "Fuck his milkers."
I said, "Fuck that. That's fam." Look at that. That's fam, huh? Look at that. So, what are you saying, sopa?
Look, he's out there barefoot doing it, though.
I don't care.
Fuck his milkers. Fuck his barefoot. I don't care.
I don't care. Change it. I'm just kidding.
Look at, he has a foot fetish. Why are they all barefoot with sandals on?
Because that's their...
Look at those milkers.
That's culturally insensitive. You like femme milkers?
I just like milkers.
He's just a milker fan.
Bitch, then why don't you like my milks? You want to talk about fucking milkers? Ugh, I'm leaving this podcast right now. Let me gather my shit.
You don't like my milks, he says?
Fucking milkers? That's fucking gross.
Oh my
God. That's a femme milker.
Those are femme milkers?
Yeah, I don't know about y'all, but like I like my men.
Men can have milkers.
Yeah, but yeah, they can have milkers, but like not move their body like that. No.
They're playing dodgeball?
Something's wrong about this, and I need a lyric breakdown. He's saying something sexual.
That's Tory Lanez. Isn't that not?
See, look at that. I don't like this.
Yeah, he is very femme.
He is, for sure.
See, look at... That is a power bottom.
What if he's just really into choreography?
No. Baby, no.
Look at... Would you fuck him after you saw your man do that? In the driveway?
Like...
Will that turn you on?
No.
Why? Why?
Just because, like...
That's fucking...
Because he was probably doing choreography or something.
Yeah, they're in sandals, and he, like...
Look at him squeezing him.
I'm really upset.
He's like, good video. Thumbs up.
Interesting.
That's why it only has 4... Oh, I thought it said 4,000 views, but it's 360,000.
That was 4K. Wow.
That's not enough for me.
That's impressive. That's why the milks were so clear.
Okay, let's watch The Lemon Twigs, My Golden Years.
What the fuck is Lemon Twigs?
The Lemon Twigs. Oh, it's Amelia Earhart.
Is it? That's oh my no, god, that's not.
This is a fucking group of theys.
Really?
Oh, the Beatles, okay. Would they get mad if I call them he? Okay, this is like the Beatles. I could live for it.
When was this made?
Recently. When was this made?
Push down. Let's see. 2 months ago.
Interesting. That's some good aesthetics.
It is.
I'll give them that. Because that looks fucking old.
Yeah, for sure. That looks really, really good.
This is scaring me. This is making my tummy hurt.
Why? Is this snuff film?
Why? Because they're not fam?
They're pretty fam.
They're pretty fam, but it's just...
Because they're not fam. Because they're butch as hell. Okay, bitch.
This makes me think of, like, Charles Manson.
So these men are masked. That man is kind of masked.
Order by number only.
Wow.
Those pants are uncomfortably tight.
Hey, he has one of those finger monsters.
I saw that.
Oh, they're sharing a burger?
Damn, do they not know anything from the 60s of what happened when you shared burgers?
Was it burgers or needles?
The crisis that's going on?
COVID?
During the 60s?
What was it? I thought AIDS was until the fucking 80s.
No, AIDS was 60s.
Well, that's why I said I thought that was needles, not burgers.
That's what they thought back then, bitch.
Remember they said that Princess Non-Dinary was a big advocate for those going through the AIDS crisis and whatnot at the time. Whatever they used to call it.
Yeah, because she shaked one's hand or she hugged one.
Loved her.
She hugged.
She shaked the hand.
She hugged.
She shaked the AIDS man hand. AIDS man hand.
AIDS man.
An AD man hand. She did shake an AIDS man hand.
I know she did.
He had AIDS. What's wrong with that?
Could have said she hugged a survivor.
But survivor. They didn't survive. They didn't have cures back then.
She hugged a victim.
AD man?
That's...
An AV, an AIDS victim.
An Eddie man.
Okay, that was weird.
That was scary.
I didn't listen to the lyrics. That it sounded like the Beach Boys. That took us to places
we didn't even expect to go.
Yeah, because I didn't even think about saying about non-binary.
Yeah, that's weird.
That was good. Let's
watch Sailor Fag Bellicosa.
Oh my god. I'm already irritated.
Why? Damn, I thought it was gonna be a blue Pikmin.
A blue Pikmin?
Oh my god, here we go.
So they're trans.
They're a man, look at the voice.
They're a man, look at the voice.
That grosses me out. That is fucking, that's trick fucking the audience.
No, it's not. We can tell. It's not bad. Yeah.
This makes me think of that one from Bride of Chucky.
Okay, the aesthetic is cute, but like, are they drag?
The aesthetic is really
cute. I need to know, are they drag queens or are they trans?
Probably just trans. A drag queen. Oh.
It bitch. Has to be a drag queen if they have a deep ass voice.
I think it's
drag
queen.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, because that could be them.
Yeah, that's them.
It's cute. I like it.
Okay, I like it now that it's drag queen, not trans. But I have nothing against trans, but I do hate people that try to mock trans community.
Look at her heels, they're guns.
That Blackberry Pearl, hell yeah. That's an entirely different artist.
What are they saying?
No, that's...
I don't know, I can barely hear it. It's just saying stuff about being dangerous. Peligrosa's dangerous.
That's not the same person. That's two different artists.
They had they on their shirt, on their denim.
Yeah, that...
That's... Just so you know, Joe's the realist.
What?
They. That's their pronoun.
And?
That's just what it is, bitch!
That is a she, the other one's a he.
They're the same.
Yeah, they're pretty.
So she, he. She, he! She, he!
I don't know. I'm really about the aesthetics, though.
It's cute.
It was a nice. It was really nice. Well, it was mostly all right.
I don't like it. Well, I lied.
It's fine. It's cute.
Look at the brat's lips. The brat's Kylie lips.
Let's take it down a notch, bitch.
Okay.
That was good.
These it are
was
just fine. Not yeah. getting, like, you guys are not streaming any I'm of these songs.
I'm not very invaginated by any of these.
That is invaginated.
I just, the invagination is not happening.
Like, you guys aren't feeling it. Let's watch Fatima
He's gonna
Campo.
Make us say it again.
Cromaso Cariño.
Okay, you're doing Cariño?
Something.
Fonovisa presenta okay. Hermoso See? Cariño. So, like, love heart?
It's like beautiful
heart.
Beautiful, like.
Fatima Campo.
Okay, fuck me up. I love some mariachi.
Mm. But not from a white bitch.
Mexican white bitches are real.
Okay, beautiful heart.
Why is she dressed like a man?
It's mariachi!
Yeah, look at the skirt.
That's a man.
It's a female mariachi.
This is how I know you're a white supremacist. Fuck. Can't even be calm one video.
I know, and you were over here acknowledging the they pronouns, but not a Mexican woman. Mm-hmm. But I did say she was a white Mexican.
They both were.
She's from fucking Chihuahua.
Something, probably.
Mexico City.
Maybe.
I know a lot of bitches with that mug, and it's bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like that? Like the little...
That specific mug, yeah. But she's fucking us up.
Is she?
Yes. Yes, the fuck she
Chuck
is.
Said, is she?
Yeah. Yeah, she is. Sorry to culture you one more time, bitch. But yeah, she
What do you
is.
Think she's not fucking up? Damn, this is shady. This is how brainwashed the community is. Because you supported the last bitch that was doing two people. This bitch is only doing one take.
Look at that visual.
One
bitch.
Box. One.
She got the whole crew back there.
I was thinking about her pad ain't fitted right.
How dare you? She's got this bitch got a skirt on.
No, she does not.
What are you telling me that is that she's what is wearing?
That? What is that?
What is that?
A pantsuit?
Yeah, what is that? One pant leg, bitch? What is that? What is that?
What is that?
Wow, that was
damn. I can't. Yeah.
Like Joe Ray said, haters are gonna hate.
But like, how were you hating on? You said that's interesting, but you didn't see that. You thought that man dressing up as a woman was.
Yeah, at least that man dressing up as a woman was portraying a woman when they were dressed as a woman, so and the man was portraying a
what
man.
What was she portraying?
She was portraying fucking... I ain't gonna say.
What? No, say
no,
it.
No, say
you
it with your chest.
Say it. Yeah, Tentuanas. Let's... Yeah. Bitch.
What was she portraying?
Yeah.
I don't know what she was portraying, honestly.
Obviously not,
obviously not portraying fucking
obviously
mixed.
Don't know, bitch. Like...
She wasn't portraying confused.
Exactly.
I think she was.
You're the bitch out here that says she's wearing one pant leg. What are you talking about? I think you sound confused, bitch. If anybody, like, I'm just so fucking pressed. I fucking can't.
He said the last one was normal. He fully accepted that with open arms.
Yeah.
Okay, let's watch.
Whole chest. Savannah
when that man Dexter. Had a strong
fucking Creed with arms wide open.
Savannah Exit. Dexter featuring Jelly Roll.
This bitch doesn't go down from West Nile, bitch. She survived.
That's her. Savannah Still, Dexter. So, Jelly Roll's alright, I guess.
Jelly Roll is not.
I heard he's progressive. Or
progressive?
Whatever.
Remember I said Jelly Roll and his daughter Belly Roll? Look at There's her so fucking many... skin. Hit her.
Yep.
Yeah, hit her. She deserves it.
You know what's happened to her before. That's why she's speaking out.
You notice how she chose a black man to do this? A mixed man?
Is he?
Yeah.
He's something, huh?
Look at... Good. It's because she burnt the macaroni, bitch. The mac and cheese.
It's because she put whole potatoes in her potato salad.
I just can't imagine being in that kind. I'm just fucking
not
this.
And not being able
me.
To throw black? Throw yeah. back? Throw yeah. black? Damn. Throw back.
Yes.
Look at her gripping nah. that. Mm-mm. This is progressive to them?
Maybe. It's funny because you know their great grandmas were making music videos just like this. Talking about don't get beaded on.
Look at him. That umbrella is too small for his body.
Let's see. Okay, possibly.
That's AI added on. They added that on.
They used generative AI for him.
What is he even yapping about?
His voice
sounds
is
weird.
Too high for his big body.
Is that what he sounds like every time? Look at his sleeve all
wet.
Doused. Yeah.
God bitch. Damn, how much fabric yardage is that?
You're not going to find me making guesstimations because they're going to be similar to mine, bitch.
You're fucking... Duh. Look at her. Not... A bruise on her. She's gonna call the cops.
No, she's gonna stand in the rain.
That bronzer is bad, bitch. It's the humidity.
Is it bronzer? It just looks like a lot of foundation, like under her
eyes
and her nose. Yeah.
That's bronzer. Look at her neck bone.
I see that part, but like, oh, it's the light.
What's she choking on now?
The light making it
carbon
look like
monoxide?
Oh, he poisoned her.
And what did Jelly Roll have to say?
Yeah, first of all, I couldn't even hear him over his own voice. Fucking, like, nothing was resolved. Everyone was just sitting outside the door.
Like, bitch, you're too damn big. Too damn big to have that small of a voice. Speak up. Say something with that chest.
Period.
Say something with all that lung.
And what do they do once they... Do their asses fall asleep and that's who they decide who gets up first to apologize?
Did you see he was like... She was like this. Yeah, what did she choke on?
His pride something, bitch. What a weird video. Nothing was resolved. She was tossed the fuck around.
She was beaten...
She was getting hitted. Like, no. That wasn't okay. There was no resolution. No cops were called. No brothers were called.
And what was his big ass doing in the rain with one sleeve wet? Yeah,
like, you assume that's the fucking family she called to be like, hey, they're beating my ass. Come through.
And he's just sitting there with an AI-generated umbrella.
With his fucking half his arm wet. He says...
Doing what, babe? Whispering...
And he said, just stay shitted outside that door.
Just stay shitted?
Right there.
Shit on yourself so he won't even do nothing about
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he don't want to clean... He cleaned you up, but he's not going to clean that shit up. Let's watch
Little Tweety. Do you think about me? This will be the last
video. Little Tweet. Little Twat.
Little Tweety, do you think about me? God.
Is this a man?
This is the last video of the week. Directed by two aces.
Keeping the shoes clean with that water.
Okay. More rain.
Are these Latinos?
No, they said car on the neck. Two R's.
That one has to be a little something, no. God damn, they fooled me. They Latino.
Yeah, you out here get fooled. You out here get fooled.
I do.
Boo Boo the Fool.
Has to be because that's...
What are they? This sounds like a Nicki Knock. They stole her background.
What tennis court? His Raiders.
See, cap. Like he says, I got all this love, but I don't have all this dick. Does love over Trump dick laugh?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think it could. I mean, if it's got the right, you know,
but
financial behind it. For sure.
So you think he has love financial gain? Love and
financial Trump dick, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. But...
Do you think he has love and financial?
Nah.
What does he have more?
Love.
It's more love and no financial.
I bet
no
that
dick.
Man loves deep.
Loves what?
Deep. He's a deep lover. Writes poetry and love letters and whatnot.
But that don't pay the bills.
Exactly. Exactly, bitch.
It's a cute song. I like it.
Yeah.
Who's singing the chorus?
That's Halsey.
They would have hired actors. Probably didn't do it at a tennis court. Yeah.
It says Zoe on the back. Zoe?
700, I thought.
I thought it said Zoe.
Damn. It says Zoo now to me.
Oh, look. He caught her eating a loadie in a cup.
There's some ghetto ass bitches.
He just invited himself.
Yeah. And her teeth.
He's a little top heavy.
That's the first thing I saw, but I didn't want to be the first one to
say. No, her teeth are all fucked up. Mm-hmm.
She has that fucking, what's it called right here? Dermal.
Yeah, but look at her teeth.
She got that dermal eyebrow.
Bitch, I see it now.
What?
When she sucks dick, her teeth counts as a clipper. When she sucks dick, her teeth double as a clipper.
Wait, listen to Halsey.
Provide a light trim.
Provide what?
A That's light Halsey. Trim. Is it?
Yeah. It's Lil Tweety featuring Halsey.
That's...
Can't do Halsey.
Bitch, yeah.
You're all listening.
And I didn't know. This bitch is always lying to me. Like...
Who is she?
That bitch got a mad yeast infection.
Where are they walking to?
Her grave.
They're
bitch.
Walking between fucking from the car to the house, from the house to the car,
to the car,
from
to the house.
Car to Walmart, from Walmart back to the car, and they're just filming these little sequences.
And then to Dr. Richter's orthodontist office.
They're walking to Rodeo Dental.
Rodeo.
They're walking to Rodeo Dental.
To Rodeo Dental
for a consult, loves.
For a quick one. And stop by Sally's for some of that anti.
But they realize that Rodeo used Medicaid, so they gotta go to Richter.
Rodeo takes Medi.
Do they?
But they're overbooked. They send out the mailers.
That sounds like too much of a mouth for Rodeo. That bitch needs an oral surgeon.
Do you think that he gets listened to? Like, do you think this video gets watched?
Yeah, they do.
On the
rig? It gets bumped.
Maybe.
It gets bumped by my cousins. We're gonna give him clicks, right? Like,
no. I bet some little like high schoolers, local high schoolers, be like,
local,
like to there.
Like, I bet that he doesn't get any listeners, and we're gonna like promote this, and like he's gonna get clicks out of it.
Well, because it wasn't a bad song.
That's Mr. Capone.
It's a little Tweety.
But Mr. Capone posted it.
Yeah,
that's his little son. Posted it.
Like I'm saying, like, we're gonna give these people like clicks.
I don't know.
Giving them clicks, bitch. Like,
okay. So, what was the best video of the week? You guys think?
Because we're keeping track. I love seeing Savannah Dexter get her ass thrown around.
I was gonna say maybe BBL.
BBL
with fucking Shelby.
Ew. Shelby was the best.
How dare you say ew?
And what did you say? Like, Savannah Dexter.
Getting tossed around, tossed and bossed.
Savannah Dexter.
That was fucking rough. That was like Concrete Angel in a way. Like,
what was the worst? Oh shit. What was the worst?
Concrete Angel.
No, out of this week.
Yeah, that's the one. That's what I'm saying.
Savannah Dexter?
Yeah.
You thought she was the worst after Joe Zarrilla said she was the best?
Yeah, she was the fucking...
I just said she was the best because I liked seeing her get tossed.
She was the Bonk-Crete Angel, bitch. The way she was getting bonked. Yeah, like the...
What did you think was the worst?
The worst one was... No, I lied. Because Jelly Roll's big ass was out there whispering in the rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. That's why it's the worst one.
Bitch, doing ASMR in the rain.
He was doing ASMR in the rain.
I'll try to call
her big cousin over for help. and he's trying to boost his YouTube following.
It's by a big man sounding small.
He wasn't even doing mukbang or something.
It's like... Out of breath.
Couldn't even hear him over the sounds he was trying to make.
I guess this week's worst video of the week is Jelly Roll with Savannah Dexter.
It was just strange.
It went nowhere, you guys said.
It had no resolution. None.
But it was also voted as
what
the
did
best.
What did it create awareness by whom? No, he didn't. He took it back.
I took it back. I just said I loved it because I liked to see her get tossed.
So it's your favorite one then with Jelly Roll? Because you have to include him in it. He's not excluded from the video.
I just love seeing her get her ass beat. So yeah, it was a good video. It was the best one. Because she got tossed and bossed.
Easily.
She got tossed like a fucking...
Salad?
Thick pan pizza.
She got tossed like a police officer's wife.
Good. Yeah.
You know that that's their usual daily
treatment. And what did
she do?
He tossed her because that bronzer was too dark.
Because her fucking sinus area. I don't know what they call that in makeup. But the her sinus tea? Area. No, because it was the nose and her fucking cheeks and eyes. The fucking... The reticle area on her face was fucking too bright. And that's not even...
I believe it was her husband's repressed homosexual rage. But
that took her down.
And that's why they both, that's why they never come to a resolution, cuz she knows what the problem is, he knows what the problem is. Stalemate.
Still
shit it outside that door. Both of them. Both of them, until one of them comes home with sausage McMuffins.
And then she's fine.
Uh-huh. And then they talk about, oh, well, the light needs to be paid. And, oh, we're going to my mom's tonight. Back to business, bitch. No.
And what is General doing?
He's still out there, I assume.
Waiting, watching?
Nah, he's...
Wait, good. Watching?
Oh, my God. He might be. That's why he wasn't doing mukbang.
Because he doesn't want the points.
Uh-huh.
Can he go over his points?
That's why he was doing ASMR in the rain.
He was weight watching. God.
Either way, worst fucking video this week.
You can follow me at Jumbo or Dawn on Instagram. You can follow the podcast as a whole at Video Virgins Pod. If you have a video you would like us to react to, make sure you comment below if you're watching on YouTube, DM if you're watching on Spotify, wherever you're watching, just give us a video and we will react to it.
I hope you love listening to our unserious takes, but you can follow me, the one, the only, Joe's the Realist, on all social media platforms at Joe's the Realist.
And you can find me, the rest of the pod, at labquinn.com. labquinn.com/video virgins.